The country's first mass vaccination is on in Auckland. More than 16,000 people are booked, with the event running throughout the weekend. Our reporter Sarah Robson is currently on a tour of the Vodafone Event Centre, where it is all happening. Kia ora, Sarah.
Kia ora, Corin.
What does it look like down there?
Well, I'm actually sitting in one of the 242 vaccination booths which have been set up inside the Manukau Event Centre. I'm sitting on a black kind of office chair, maybe something you might find in a kitchen at work. I'm surrounded by three black screens. Now, on one of the sides of the screen is a little white, sticky piece of almost whiteboard-type paper. Now, this is what the vaccinator will write the time that you've been vaccinated on, and that's when they'll know your 20 minutes is up. And I've just seen some of the St John ambulance and other health staff wander by, gearing up to do those health checks once people have got their jabs and waited for the 20-minute observation period. There's also a poster here that says important things you need to know after your COVID-19 vaccination, looking at possible side effects, and people are being asked to take a photo of that before they head back off onto the bus to be shuttled back to MIC.
You mentioned the bus. This is interesting. So people are being brought in by bus. They've chosen to do that. Why is that?
Yeah, no, so as part of the logistics for this event, people are being asked to meet at MIT, which is not too far away, and they'll be asked to get onto a shuttle bus to bring them here to the event centre. Now, the whole process from MIT, getting your jab and going back, waiting your 20 minutes and going back to MIT, is expected to take about an hour. So there'll be 50 people on each bus. They can, obviously, the vaccinators here, there's 12 vaccinators working, and they're expecting to vaccinate one person every 90 seconds. So it's a pretty efficient operation here. There's definitely there's a lot of black screens and not a lot of other colour here. So it's a fairly sterile environment as they try and get through as many vaccinations as they can over the next 3 days.
And who's the targets here in terms of people to try and get through? I know there was, let's face it, there were teething problems early on. They didn't get the numbers initially. They changed the criteria. What's the target?
Yeah, that's right. So initially the invitations went out to students at the Manukau Institute of Technology. Those students were told to invite their families, you know, get the people you know to book in and get vaccinated. Now, they didn't fill enough spots from that initial invitation. So invitations began to be sent out more widely to a broader group of people in Auckland. But they have managed to fill the 16,000 or so places that were available for booking over the next 3 days here.
Plenty of lollipops on hand, are there?
I actually have not seen a single lollipop, so I'm not entirely sure if they're keeping them in one place for people to maybe pick up a handful as they head out, or whether the people who are doing the health checks at the end of their vaccinations will just be giving you one each.
Very good, Sarah Robson. Thank you very much. Our reporter this morning down at the Vodafone Event Centre, where the mass vaccination will be happening this weekend.